brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to get back into the mighty mitochondria. And we are on mitochondria mishap number 3 out of Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, The Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. And mitochondrial mishap number 3 is excess free radical production. Now, when your mitochondria are running like the amazing high-performance semiconductors they are, they make ATP efficiently and create few free radicals. But when mitochondrial function is not as strong as it could be, mitochondria produce an excess of free radicals that leak into the surrounding cells and wreak havoc. This free radical damage lays the groundwork for many degenerative diseases. Efficient mitochondria not only produce fewer free radicals, they also make special enzymes called antioxidant buffering enzymes, which neutralize free radicals before they can do any harm. The problem is these enzymes are made from ATP. So when you experience a decrease in mitochondrial function, you end up with more free radicals and fewer of the enzymes needed to neutralize them. In simpler terms, your body is making too many bad guys and not enough of the good guys it needs to balance them out. It's a double whammy that ultimately causes mitochondrial decay, decreasing your energy production even more. Of course, there are several hacks for this too. And that is also, or that would be mishap number 3. All right. So now, mitochondrial mishap number 4. Poor methylation. So, and I just realized something real quick. Hold on. Let me go here. Okay. Hopefully that will switch over. Methylation is a mitochondrial process that occurs a billion times every second. If you weren't already in awe of your body before reading this book, that's going to change. So during methylation, a single carbon and 3 hydrogen atoms known as a methyl group are added to another molecule. This relatively simple process controls your fight-or-flight response, sleep hormone levels, detoxification process, inflammatory response, genetic expression, neurotransmitters, immune response, and energy production. And it makes cell membranes, including the precious chondrial membrane that holds your electron transport system. The methylation process also creates amino acids, critical elements of cellular energy production, as well as the ADP that your body converts to ATP. Now, if your methylation process is impaired, so is your body's energy production. To make matters worse, your body needs ATP in order to methylate. This is yet another vicious cycle. You need ATP to methylate, and you need to methylate to make ATP. So during methylation, your body creates an amino acid called carnitine that is essential for breaking down fatty acids to use as an energy source. And when you have poor methylation, your ability to create energy from fat declines, you start producing most of your energy from glucose. Because you're not burning fat efficiently, your body starts storing it, causing you to gain weight, and because you're making all of your energy from glucose, your blood sugar becomes less stable and eventually become insulin resistant, and your inner Labrador panics, begging you to eat more sugar. Many people find that they start accumulating fat more quickly around middle age. That's partly because their mitochondria aren't burning fat efficiently. All right. So each of these mishaps is disastrous for your body's energy production and performance. But the good news is there are hacks to reverse all of them. Now let's take a look at the leading causes of EOMD and some of the ways we can fix them or prevent them from occurring in the first place. Nutritional deficiencies. You need to feed your mitochondria with the highest quality raw materials possible so that they can make energy efficiently and rebuild themselves when they are damaged. Mitochondria require many different nutrients, which we'll discuss in detail later, but now you just need to know that proper nutrient intake is one of the easiest and fastest ways you can boost your mitochondrial function. When you flood your body with the right nutrition, your mitochondria might just perk up and come back to life, and so will you, as long as there isn't something else in the way. Hormonal deficiencies, mercury poisoning, liver problems, and fluoride can all lower your thyroid hormones, which are essential for maintaining mitochondrial function and efficiency. Your liver converts T4, which is the main thyroid hormone, to T3, which helps your mitochondria create ATP. If your liver isn't functioning well, it won't create enough T3 to make energy efficiently. When Dave Asprey weighed 300 pounds, he had extremely low thyroid hormone levels. If your energy is really low, you owe it to yourself to get an advanced thyroid test. And for some of the best information about thyroid and energy you can find, check out the book Hashimoto's Thyroiditis, Lifestyle Interventions for Finding and Treating the Root Cause by Isabella Wentz, the thyroid pharmacist. Another hormone that impacts mitochondria is insulin. When your blood sugar is consistently high, your pancreas pumps out more and more insulin to try to control it, but you ultimately stop using that insulin efficiently and become insulin resistant. Insulin fluctuations signal your body to release the stress hormone cortisol, which inhibits fat metabolism. Your mitochondria start to burn sugar exclusively to create ATP, which is a less efficient energy source than fat. And as your body requires more and more sugar to meet your energy demands, you get blood sugar swings, causing your inner Labrador to panic. You give in and binge on donuts, which of course makes everything so much worse. And because your mitochondria make ATP more efficiently from fat than they do from sugar, fatty acids are an important source of fuel. Fatty acids are stored in your adipose tissue, which is the anatomical term for fat, as triglycerides, fats found in the blood. Between meals, your body breaks down triglycerides into glycerol and free fatty acids, generating acetyl-CoA, which you'll remember is the entry molecule for the all-important Krebs cycle, or citric acid cycle. This means that if your body cannot efficiently metabolize fatty acids and break down fats, it does not have access to the ideal raw materials to create ATP. Now, besides your diet, what determines whether or not your body can efficiently break down fat and use it for fuel? Your hormones. Certain hormones speed up your ability to break down fat, while others slow it down. Most people are unaware of the fact that your mitochondria are responsible for all of your steroid hormones, such as testosterone and estrogen. But in fact, the inner mitochondrial membrane converts cholesterol to pregnenolone, which is the mother hormone. That is the precursor to all the steroid hormones made in your body. Improving mitochondrial function increases testosterone, and taking testosterone reduces oxidative stress in the brain, which is a sign that your mitochondria are working better. That makes sense, given that your mitochondria have receptors for estrogen, testosterone, and thyroid hormones. The number of mitochondria you have in some cells is dependent on your testosterone levels, and growing new mitochondria can come from estrogen. But as you age, your mitochondria makes less testosterone, which means you make fewer mitochondria, which means you make less testosterone. Yikes. A study done in 2013 on monkeys supports the idea of the Headstrong Plan. It showed that dysfunctional, misshapen mitochondria in the front of the monkeys' brains harmed cognitive performance, and hormone replacement improved mitochondria and at the same time improved cognitive function in those same monkeys. That's not to say that you must have hormone replacement or bioidentical hormone therapy to be headstrong. In fact, when you hack your mitochondria, your sex hormones may go up enough that you don't need to go on hormones. But going on bioidentical hormones, testosterone and thyroid, did indeed help Dave Asprey turn his brain on back when he was 27. At the time, he didn't know why it had such a profound effect on his brain, but now he does. And he was hacking his mitochondria. Thyroid problems are rampant right now, and they're affecting our mitochondria. He had Hashimoto's thyroiditis with very low thyroid levels, which is well known to make you feel exhausted. He still remembers the first day he tried thyroid hormone. He felt like he got his brain back that day. He didn't realize at the time that thyroid hormones cause a rapid stimulation of mitochondrial function right after you take them. And then after you take them for a few days, your body starts to grow new mitochondria, and the mitochondria you have get bigger. The cool thing about your mitochondria is that when you make them more powerful, you get better at everything you do, including making hormones. While the cells in the brains, in the brain, retina, and heart had the most mitochondria in men, 10,000 each, women have 10 times that in their ovarian cells. That's right. Some cells in the ovaries have 100,000 mitochondria each. This may further explain why mitochondrial enhancement is so powerful for women and why poor mitochondrial function is associated with hormonal irregularities. The hacks that we're going to cover will help you optimize your hormone levels and keep your blood sugar stable. You'll be surprised by how much this impacts the way your brain performs on a daily basis. So now we're going to touch on toxins real quickly, but before I do that, I want to remind you that we are still accepting people on the wait list for the Brain Builders Masterclass. It's an online class. Our first beta group had 75 people that have had wonderful, I mean, it's just been a great group. We've really learned a lot, and I'm going to take all that I've learned in this first group and use that to update and optimize the next class. You can join the wait list. The description or the link for that is in the description of the podcast. And you can also just go to bit.ly/waitlistbb, no spaces. That's for waitlist brain builders. And that will add you to the list so that we can notify you via email when the registration opens for the next class. Now, let me touch on toxins before we run out of time here. So, toxins, environmental toxins, are a leading cause of mitochondrial dysfunction. We are now exposed to thousands of toxic chemicals and pollutants that simply didn't exist a mere 100 years ago. These chemicals have made their way into our bodies, and our mitochondria have not evolved to thrive among them. If you want to kick more ass, you must eliminate these pollutants. Toxins that hurt mitochondrial respiration, even a little bit, have no place in our homes, in our food, in our coffee, or in our lives. Your body requires a lot of energy to detoxify and expel or neutralize these toxins. Anything you can do to increase your cellular energy production, therefore, can also enhance your body's ability to detox. But given today's influx of toxins, you can't get by with the same amount of cellular energy that would have been serviceable 100 years ago. Dr. Frank Schallenberger, who discovered and named EOMD, estimates that we actually need 50 to 100% more energy now than we did 100 years ago to get rid of all the toxins that are inside our bodies, slowing down our energy production and making us weak. So that is going to be it for today's episode. We are going to get back into it tomorrow, talking about more heavy metals, more toxins, and different things and ways to get rid of them. Thank you for listening to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and we will talk to you next time. Have a great day.